This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Melissa Block.
And I'm Robert Siegel. Page, Arizona was founded a half century ago to house workers building the Glen Canyon Dam. The dam was built, Lake Powell was created, and now Page has grown to almost 10,000 people. But the worst drought in recent memory has the lake's water level plunging, and the town is concerned that its livelihood may go with it. Arizona Public Radio's Mitch Teich reports.
The people of Page want you to know their town is still open for business. Construction is underway on a $75 million marina and resort project at nearby Antelope Point. Even with a record drought, the 150 miles of shimmering blue water here is a brilliant contrast to the stark desert landscape of northern Arizona. But the lake has dropped more than 100 feet below the sheer cliff walls that make up its banks. Gary Scarmazzo is managing the Antelope Point project. He says uncertainty about the water level is just part of living in Page.
We go from one extreme to the other, but Mother Nature is certainly going to dictate this for us, and we're just going to try to make the very best out of it.
That's what people have been doing here for 50 years. The lake is quiet now, but during the summer is packed with millions of visitors who come here to jet ski, take houseboats, or kayak on the giant reservoir. Page residents aren't building the dam anymore, so instead cater to the tourists. And that makes Joan Neville Stavely's job a little tougher. She directs the local Chamber of Commerce.
We still have over 300, almost 400 feet of water, so that's not terribly dry. And so, yes, we do a lot of reassuring.
Neville Stavely is nevertheless getting the word out about other drier attractions in the area, like biking trails and nearby slot canyons. But like many in Page, she has an unflagging faith that the dry spell will end. And like many, she claims not to dread the receding waterline.
It's sort of like when you fall in love. You see what you want to see. And if your partner gains weight or hasn't shaved or whatever, you tend to overlook that. So I must admit, I tend to overlook those 6 inches that it may have gone down.
Those inches, however, add up. And the Federal Bureau of Reclamation, which operates Glen Canyon Dam, says if the current drought persists, there's a possibility the water will be too low for the dam to generate power by 2007. Spokesman Barry Worth says while there's also a chance the drought could ease, the fact is the town needs the lake.
They don't have manufacturing plants there. They don't have factories. They don't have big insurance companies. They've got tourism people. And so they live and die by what happens. Not only what really happens to Lake Powell and the system, but what's perceived to happen.
Back at Antelope Point, Gary Scarmazzo also prefers to think less about water levels and more about the jobs the marina and resort project will create.
You know, we balance those things out and we say, hey, you know, are we concerned about water levels? Sure, but everybody is. You know, people downriver ought to be. They ought to start conserving water a little bit more than just thinking that it's an endless tap.
On a recent morning under improbably blue skies, workers put the finishing touches on the Antelope Point Marina below the resort complex. The docks will rise and fall along with the water. Gary Scarmazzo says the dropping water level really doesn't diminish what draws people to the area.
Hey, this is a beautiful spot on Earth, and not only does it provide water storage for millions and millions of people here, but it also provides that recreational aspect that you just don't find places like this around very often.
And Scarmazzo says the marina's grand opening will take place Memorial Day weekend, come hell or low water. For NPR News, I'm Mitch Teich.